This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can find all kinds of features available for you there completely free, unlike a lot of those other talk shows in the world that charge you for their websites. We do it free, and so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Coming up, got some interesting court-related news, some shocking video coming out of a courtroom, I guess the court lobby, in Michigan, where a man who attempted to protest a $10 traffic fine by paying it with pennies is now seeking damages after court officers beat him and choked him to the point of defecation. We can tell you about that coming up here in moments. Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. But Melanie, you wanted to go in a bit of a different direction this evening with a story about adolescence and the idea that it is basically a social construct?
Right. So, and this is something I've kind of said for the past 10, 15 years, and nobody believed me because I didn't have a PhD in psychology from Harvard,
right.
So rightfully they shouldn't. But this guy does, Dr. Epstein.
Well, just because somebody has a PhD doesn't mean you should believe them either.
Well, if they have a PhD in what they're saying, what they're speaking on, like if he was speaking on chemistry, we shouldn't believe him because he studied psychology. So.
Sure, but people with PhDs can still have an agenda, right? They can still manipulate statistics or, you know, set up a study in a way that could glean certain results that they were looking to find. I mean, you still have to be skeptical of what somebody says, even if they've got the doctor.
Well, right, but this guy who studied it for 6 years versus me who just said, I really feel this way.
No doubt. It's going to give some credence. Yeah, it's going to give some credence to what the guy has to say. I'll give you that. So, yeah, please, go ahead.
So I heard him on an interview a couple of days ago, and he has a website, Dr. Robert Epstein.com.
That name sounds familiar.
He says that essentially society made up adolescence. It's not a real thing. You don't see it in a lot of cultures. Even currently, you definitely don't see it in the past because people didn't have 5, 10, 15 years to just kind of spend being prevented from doing anything useful.
Does he define at some point in this, is this an article written by him or about him?
I have a small article, I guess, that he wrote. I have his website, and I listened to the interview that he did a couple days
so
ago.
So the definition of adolescence being, according to dictionary.com, the transitional period between puberty and adulthood in human development, extending mainly over teen years and terminating legally when the age of majority is reached. So anyway, that's what the dictionary says adolescence is.
Right, and I think he would pretty much agree with that. He was talking about the time from you becoming an adult until basically we allow you the rights of adults as far as contracts and working and being able to move out, that we've kind of created and then continued to extend this kind of fictional age range where we're still kind of treating you like a child. You're not a child. You're an adult for most of that time. and we're preventing you from doing anything that would better your life. Like, you can't start your own business, you can't get most jobs, you can't, and even if you can get them, there's limits on how much you can work and what kind of breaks you have to take.
Right, I mean, this definition here, saying that adolescence terminates when the age of majority is reached, obviously has nothing whatsoever to do with when somebody's mature enough to take care of themselves, right? Like, the arbitrary age that government sets, the age of majority in many states is 18 years old, but there are some people who reach the whatever mental capacity they need before that or after that. So obviously, by the definition of the dictionary, adolescence, you know, is just a construct, right? Like, it's if it's going to end at a date and time when politicians say it ends, it's not a real thing.
Right, and whether you go with the legal age or, I mean, there's some people that still have other people controlling them through college or through 19 because they haven't graduated high school yet, and the law says they have to or they can't, or either, whether the law says they have to or they have to have that piece of paper for whatever reason, even though they may or may not be learning anything, or they may or may not be learning anything in an efficient manner, like, does it really take 4 years to, or 18 years to show you how to do basic math and some history and a little bit of science? Probably not, but, and so then he goes into the history of work restrictions on young people, that those are a fairly recent thing.
As in, like, within the last half a century, kind of?
Yeah, in the 60s, he says, when it really got bad, it didn't start until the 30s.
Well, the big excuse for that, and I want to hear what he has to say about it, but the big excuse is, well, we don't want kids to, you know, lose their arms in factory work. It's dangerous out there in the working world. We got to protect
children. Well, if people are routinely losing their arms at a particular job, maybe that's not a safe job for anybody, whether they're 15 or 40. But that's kind of a separate issue.
Well, the argument would, I think, then further be that somebody who's older might have more situational awareness about, you know, putting themselves in danger from having arms ripped out of their sockets and caught in big gears and things like that.
I mean, that's completely individualistic.
Sure.
I mean, but
anyway, go ahead with
and not all jobs are highly dangerous.
No, certainly
factory
not.
Jobs.
But that was one of the excuses, I think, when they brought out those rules. I think ultimately it is this sort of overparenting, helicopter parent, this safety obsession mentality of trying to keep kids away from any kind of thing that might interfere with their childhood, right? Like, there's this idea that...
Right, but that's over at 15, 16, 17. Like, that's you were a child a while ago. You're not one anymore.
Right, at this
point, you're just basically a slave.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm talking about just rules that prevent even children from working. I mean, that's something that I think a lot of people who are young could benefit from, being able to get out there and do a job or start their own business or whatever. I mean, I was just at the conference, the Bitcoin conference over the weekend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and there was a 10-year-old boy who was selling Bitmugs. In fact, we interviewed him on the air, and honestly, he was a better interviewee than a lot of the Bitcoin geeks that we've had on from many of the Bitcoin conferences that we've had over the years. He was great. For his age, he was very, very good on the air, and he's sold over 1,000 of these mugs in just the last 3 or 4 years of his life, because he was able to start that business because his parents supported him in that. And I think that, you know, that has done a lot of good things for that young man, besides the fact that he's sitting on a gold mine of Bitcoin as a result of doing it. It's just that the government rules that prevent young people from working, I think it's the intention of this, it basically keeps young people childlike for longer. And
well,
I think that's a
bad thing.
I think
that the state has a vested interest in keeping people treated like a child for as long as possible. That way, when the state does it throughout their life, they're more or less used to it.
That makes sense.
But as far as truancy laws go, the Supreme Court flat out said that one of the purposes of public schooling was to integrate immigrants, so basically to Americanize you.
Hmm.
So even according to the government, it's more for social reasons than for educational reasons.
Let's talk about more about this subject here, because you've barely even gotten into whatever story. What's the source on this, by the way? What's the website that you're getting this from? We'll find that out here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can get your Blink home security system delivered to you or maybe somebody you care about this holiday season. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, that's /FTL like Free Talk Live, and you'll get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. And these things work well, surprisingly well, for the price. So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. When they arrive, you'll get easily be able to set this thing up. You just plug in. There's one wire in the whole system. The cameras themselves are wireless, so the one wire you plug in is the power for the hub that you then connect the cameras to wirelessly with your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet. And it's just such a simple setup process. No drilling holes, running wires, setting up a confusing DVR, none of that stuff. It's super easy. And when something happens in front of the camera, it will shoot over to you on your Wi-Fi device or smartphone or whatever. It'll shoot that over to you, the clip of what happened. So wherever you are, you know what's happening in your home or your small office. Check it out at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. We're going to get back. I want to get deeper into this because we barely scratched the surface, but I'd ask you what the source of the story that you're sharing with us
is. Dr. Robert Epstein.com.
Okay, so his own website, he's making the argument that adolescence is a social construct.
And he doesn't use that phrase, but he's saying that society created it.
Okay, so we'll get into that a little bit further here, but let's go first to John in Philadelphia, watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, John. John in Philly? John going once? Do we have John in Philly? John going twice. Tell you what, we're going to put John on hold. There might be some kind of technical difficulty behind the scenes. Let's try Steve calling from Littleton. I don't know where Littleton is, but Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think it would be good, and I support the fact that children should be able to go out and work and earn a living. I've worked since I was 4 years old. I could barely walk. And my father ran a construction company and used to take me out and work me like a full-grown man. And there are some bad things about that, though. I think people need to be careful because the type of work you put a child through can wear out their body at an early age. I'm only 38 years old now, and I feel like I'm about 70.
Construction is a brutal form of labor that is going to, wear somebody out. That's just, no matter what age you start working construction, it's going to do a number on you. From the construction people I've known, that's what they've told me.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done concrete construction all my life. And they say that, most concrete guys are done by about the age 50. Well, if you think most people start working about 18, then that would explain why my body's shot at 38.
Yeah.
But, it's a good thing for children to learn. You just got to kind of use your own discretion as a parent as to what you allow them to do. I mean, I had my first pickup truck at 9. I was driving.
Wow.
And I used to clean out a small orchard for my neighbor and make money, and it taught me how to run a business.
Can you even reach the pedals at age 9?
Yeah, and I used to sit on a small pillow like what you, it was a Chevy Love with it was 4 or 5 speed on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I'd sit on a pillow and look under the steering wheel across the dash. And I mean, it was good because it taught me how to run a business. My neighbor had about 8 apple trees, and he'd call me occasionally to come and pick the ground apples up, and then I'd drive them down the road into my dad's field and throw them out, and I'd even hire my brother to help for a couple dollars. So it was really neat and a good experience. I even used that truck to take my brother to his friend's house and would charge him a taxi fare of $2 to $5, depending on what he got for allowance that week.
Yeah, it is a good experience, I think, and it helps you learn how to interact with other people who aren't your age, which is one of the big problems with the government school system, is it just keeps children in with other people their age. They don't have the opportunity to interact with adults, with the exception of whatever the teachers are. And that, I think, also contributes to, you know, keeping people childlike for as long as possible. Steve, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. My mom started me working as young as I can recall. She used to have a thrift store, still does, in Florida where I grew up. And, you know, I helped her around the store, ran the cash register, helped move furniture around, went with her when she went garage sailing and, you know, buying the stuff. So I saw the whole thing and how it all worked. And I think that was incredibly beneficial for me. But anyway, Melanie, let's continue with the story here.
Right, so he says that he's, because people always ask this.
Dr. Epstein.
Right, that he's a father of four children, and this is an old article, but he gave an interview about a week ago and didn't contradict anything that I can remember in here.
Mm-hmm.
One of whom is 15, and who he considers to be basically an adult. He says he balanced work and play far better than I did, and he seems quite ready to live on his own. Why, I wondered, was he not allowed to drive or vote, and why did he have so few options?
How old was the child we're talking about?
15.
Okay.
Simply because of his...
That's not a child. Anyway.
Right. Simply because of his age, he couldn't own property or do any interesting or fulfilling work, and he had no choice but to attend high school for several more years before getting on with his, quote, real life.
Can't have a bank account unless your parents co-sign it with you, which means, of course, if your parents aren't trustworthy, they then have
right,
full
so then
access.
You still can't have a bank account. You can just be a signer on your parents' bank account. So, yeah, so he can't. So if you have...
My girlfriend, who was a teenager, still is, but anyway, she's not my girlfriend anymore, but she...
She was
20
now.
She's 20. I guess you're right. She is 20 now. But anyway, she when she was a teenager, she had this one of these shared bank accounts, and her parents would just take money out of it. So, like, you know, how are you supposed to do anything?
Yeah, I mean, just having a bank account with anybody who you're not married to is not really, like, the world's best idea. But if you need a bank account and you're underage, you're... kind of screwed.
If your mom or dad is an alcoholic, a drug addict of some sort, somebody who's really bad with money, you can't achieve any savings unless you put it in Bitcoin.
Yeah, or what? Well, and that's fairly recent too.
Yes,
so
very recent.
What I would tell
that's
going to
be a game changer for a lot of
what
teenagers.
I would tell 18-year-olds when they ask me is, you know, why do I need a separate account? Why can't I just keep the one I have? I've had it since I was 14 or whatever. It has my parents' name on it. I'm like, do you trust your parents? And some of them would be like,
Man,
yeah.
Like,
I'm
no.
like, do you trust your siblings? Well, what does that have to do anything with anything? Your parents are going to die,
mm-hmm.
and that money's in their name.
Ooh,
so
right.
The bank doesn't care that it's your money and that your parents never deposited anything. The bank cares whose name is on the account because that's what they're going to get in trouble by.
Take the hour of your life, go to the bank,
yeah, go to the bank
and create a new account
yeah.
and move the money over. We'll tell you more here from Dr. Epstein. He's talking about his 15-year-old son, was it? That
yes.
Basically is ready to be an adult, but the government won't let him. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and join us on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts and your experience.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Although we're talking right now about the idea that adolescence is a social construct, and we're going to continue that discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Melanie.
Bitcoin.com. I mentioned Bitcoin in the last segment as a solution that, at least one solution, that can help young people actually begin to build wealth for themselves at a very, very young age. Gave an example of AC Bitmugs, who we interviewed over the weekend at the Bitcoin conference, at a blockchain conference here in New Hampshire. Incredible young man who is very successful by all indicators. I mean, he has been selling mugs for years for Bitcoin, and I mean, I don't know how much of it he saved, but I suspect it was most of it, and I think he's probably doing very well for himself right now. Because when you're young, you can't get a bank account unless your parents say it's okay. And then, of course, their name's on it, so they're really the ones who are in control of
it. So you can't get a bank account.
You can't get a bank account. But you can get a Bitcoin wallet. You can get a Dash wallet. You can get a, you know, fill-in-the-blank cryptocurrency wallet. You don't have to ask anyone's permission for that. The government has no jurisdiction over cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So if for whatever reason you are a young person and you haven't yet heard of Bitcoin, I suspect you probably have, you could probably go and get your wallet from, you know, a variety of different locations. Bitcoin.com, though, is the best place to go to start learning about Bitcoin. Whether you're young or, you know, elderly, it's never too late to get into Bitcoin, even though the price right now, as we're doing this show, is not quite at a record high, but it's been flirting with it here tonight. It's at over $11,500 right now for one Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com. Not only do they have just introductory information about Bitcoin and getting you set up, learning about what it is, get you set up with a wallet, you can also connect with other cool features like tools.bitcoin.com that have that's where you can convert between Bitcoin and U.S. dollars and other currencies and kind of get a quick conversion if you ever need to get a price on something. Or you can go to pool.bitcoin.com to get into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash mining. And there's much more, including their news site at news.bitcoin.com. They've got a forum as well. Just go to bitcoin.com to get started into the Bitcoin universe. So, Melanie, we're going to continue here. You've got more from Dr. Robert Epstein, and he was talking about his 15-year-old son, who he says is ready for, you know, the next stage in life. He's an adult by Dr. Epstein's, you know, vision or his viewpoint, but the state and the system and society just won't let him. Tell us more.
Right. So then he decided to research some stuff for people always like this. And he says at one point, like, he doesn't think that the human race would have survived if we always had this limit of 18. Because people got married much younger, they had kids much younger. Like, if everybody had to wait till they were 18 to even start working, he says he thinks we probably would have died off a long time ago.
Right.
Which, I don't know if that's entirely true, but it's...
Well, people were dying at much younger ages a long time ago, and what, 35 would have been kind of old age way
right.
back in the
Although
day.
If you're not working at all, I mean, like, getting food is work, so, yeah, if people just weren't working until they were 18, they probably would have all starved to death at some points in human history.
Right.
The first compulsory school law was in... I cannot ever pronounce this state, but in Mass, in 1852, yes.
Okay. You can't pronounce Massachusetts?
I always mess it up. It sounds weird when I say it.
I want to use say it.
Massachusetts?
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
I can't. Yeah. No, it doesn't work. And then even then it was a competency-based rule, so if you could demonstrate that you already knew what the state was teaching, that you didn't have to go. So
it
wasn't
it.
Right. So it wasn't an age limit. It was a everybody has to learn this stuff limit.
Times, they have changed.
Yeah. And now, in a lot of states, you can drop out when you're 16. And some you can't drop out till you're 18.
That's right. New Hampshire is one of those.
Regardless of what you know, regardless of... And in a lot of places, you can't, like, speed that up. You can't test out of stuff. You can't... Everybody's supposed to learn at the same rate, being based on their age. And then everybody's supposed to learn the same stuff, which I know they're supposed to be basic classes, but, I mean, people still have different interests. And if it's really that basic, does it take 18 years? Because people start school now sometimes at, like, 4 years old and 3 years old. So you're getting, like, almost the full 18 years.
Right. And, you know, government school has historically just gotten more expensive and more ridiculous and, you know, more one-size-fits-all over time. And so it's really, I mean, you could even argue that it's abuse to send your kids to a government school.
I mean, I do argue that regularly.
Yeah.
But, and then...
At the least, it's neglectful, if it's not abuse.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily neglectful, because if you're... educating them outside of those 8 hours or 7 hours or whatever it is a day, you could still be meeting their needs otherwise, but you're sending them to an institution, a state institution
right.
every day.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as like a day prison, basically. I understand.
I mean, it is. And he
says
in here that young people have half, or he didn't say half, he said twice the restrictions of people in prison. which kind of validates something that I tell people regularly. If I had a choice between being under 18 again or going to jail, we're going to jail. So, because you have more rights in jail than you do just kind of having committed the crime of not being old enough.
Right. So what else does Epstein have to say?
So then he went into the labor laws and the truancy laws that they kind of grew up gradually over time. He said what I said about the Supreme Court. They outright stated that they were requiring public school to Americanize people, not to educate people. He doesn't cite the case, but I remember reading that in law school.
Labor laws, he says they've gotten worse over time, right? Does he give any specific examples? It seems like you are kind of doing an overview, which is fine, but, I mean, is there anything specific?
Well, this article is kind of an overview, so then he says...
Because we know that, for instance, labor laws make it even harder for teenagers to work, depending on how young they are. So you can legally work, at least the last time I looked at the laws when I was younger, you can legally work at 14, but almost no one wants
really
to hire
you.
But
you really can't because you have to take, like, I know in Louisiana you would have to take a half-hour break every three hours. You could only work between, like, 8 a.m. and 7 p.m.
That's why they don't want to hire you.
So it's like they make you unemployable.
Exactly.
They pretend like you're allowed to work, but really you're not.
Right.
Is kind of what's going on at 14 and 15.
Most companies won't even consider somebody who's under the age of 16 because once you hit that age, then the restrictions become lessened. You still have some restrictions compared to an 18-year-old, for instance, but it's not as bad as a 14 or 15-year-old. And so basically most companies just don't even you can't work.
Yeah, here. I've never seen a company that hired under 16.
Back when I was younger, and maybe it's changed now, I don't know, maybe it's even worse than it was. It probably is worse than it was, 20 years ago when I was looking for my first legal job. You could bag groceries at age 14 at Publix. And that was, I think, about it.
Yeah. Okay, that was a while ago. And
that was a grocery
since
store.
Since I've been around, I haven't seen any.
Wow. If you want to share your experience with us here working at a young age or being refused work at a young age, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Because, in my opinion, everybody deserves freedom. Even if you're a young person, you still should have the ability to make a life for yourself. You should have the ability to strike out and be an entrepreneur or work for somebody. Obviously, your parents, if they're taking care of you, have a say in something like this. So we can address some of this coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, your experience as well. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking right now about adolescence. Is it a social construct? We're going to dig further into that. You can also share your thoughts on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to call us there. It'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you do that. And speaking of being in the studio, we, Ian and Melanie here tonight, we're also on our webcam, which you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can see the show live when we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And then later on, if you want to watch it later, you can just go to our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right there, and then you can watch, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of shows that we've got on our YouTube channel. Of course, we've got archives that are audio formats over at freetalklive.com, and those go back for like a decade. So check it all out over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts, because you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. I believe this is Scott the Bigot. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, good morning. Good evening, Ian, good evening. Melanie, and I wish Mark was there. He's like to talk to him as well. You know, the reason why
he'll
I'm
be back in a couple
you,
days. Go ahead.
What's that?
I said he'll be back in a couple days.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm calling you, Ian, is that I want to thank you for over the years for taking my call. Today, today my mom died. Her name was Sandra. I know you used to joke a lot about that, but I don't hold that against you.
I didn't joke about your mom dying.
She died today at 10, 11 a.m. in the morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was she in the hospital, or did it just
happen? No, she died in the hospital, and I'm going to be emotional, and I'm going to lose my composure, but I really don't care. All the anti-Semitic remarks that I have said on your program over the years, I apologize.
Wow.
My dad died 4 months ago, August 4th, 2017. My mom died today, December 4th, 2017. I have no brothers or sisters or no family. So it's going to be time for me to leave. And
Where are you going?
What do you mean time
for
me to
leave?
I'd
like to go to London. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to London, the greatest city in the world. And
Have you ever been there before?
Well, I've been there many times before.
Okay.
And it's a great city. It really is. And I know I've said bigoted things. I'm very bitter about a lot of things. And, it's true I am a mama's boy. Today I got to see her for the last time. I kissed her. I said, I loved you, Mom. And I'm going to bury her Wednesday. I won't be calling your show again. I want to thank you for taking my call over the years. Even though I said a lot of rotten things, and
Scott, I want to say
all I wanted to say.
Well, don't go. I want to say apology accepted. I'm sorry to hear that this has happened to you, and I want to say, you know, if you want to call in from London, we've got Skype. You can always call us there. It's an easy way to call the show and maybe tell us about your new life and how things are going for you. What was it? I mean, I don't want to speculate too much here, but was it the fact that, you know, maybe the deaths that you've had close to you made you realize that life is a precious short thing and that you shouldn't spend your time in life hating other people?
Yes. I'm going to say something that I'm going to put on the table. All right? I'm a self-hating Jew. When my father died, I tried to get a rabbi many times to see him, and they would never come because all the Jews ever wanted was money. When my mom died, I had a Catholic priest or a Protestant minister talk to her. So I have not been truthful. I am Jewish, and I hate what I am for a lot of reasons. And so I haven't been entirely honest with you.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, because people who hate themselves, at least in my experience,
people who don't hate themselves don't portray a lot of hate, I guess.
Right. So people who hate themselves, they're sort of who they are is really a negative person inside because they can't find anything to love about themselves, and ultimately that manifests out in negativity towards others. So I would say to you that if you have been able to come to grips with the fact that being hateful towards others has been ultimately negative for you, that I hope that somehow you can find some love for yourself. Maybe this new journey for you over to London will help you find some new space and maybe grow as an individual, and try to find the things about you that are good. You must have good aspects to you, Scott. I'm sure that you do. I'm sure that you.
I just like to say one thing, and then I'm going.
Okay.
Regarding America, forget about blacks and Jews and whatever. I've never seen such a selfish country, a mean-spirited country. I know I didn't help with my opinions. How cruel the mean-spiritedness out there. The selfishness, addiction to sports and alcohol and perversion and all kinds of things. And America's just, in many regards, has just become a horrible country. That's why.
Well, I think you're gonna find that the United Kingdom isn't much better in a lot of ways. But regardless, it's nice to have a change of scenery. And I want to say, Scott, thank you. I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you for taking my calls over the years.
Thank you for the apology tonight, and I do hope that we'll hear from you again. Thank you, Scott. Scott, no longer a bigot, perhaps? I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. Wow. That is a surprise. I mean, he's called this show for, I don't know, the last 7 years or something like that? There was a long period where he didn't call. There were a few years where he didn't call, and then recently, he's been calling again within the last year. I don't know, 7 years, maybe more. And he's just always been so vitriolic, so negative, and to hear that change, I hope it's permanent. I hope that that he's come to those conclusions for good.
Yeah.
You don't have the same history with him.
I've only been on here for a year and a half, something like that. Yeah.
You've heard his calls. Any comments? I mean, besides.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really unfortunate thing to happen. I don't know if he's still listening or not. I mean, people who are angry tend to be mostly angry at themselves, and that doesn't mean that whoever they're angry at mm-hmm. isn't a valid target. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Sure.
Racial groups never are.
No, because then you're picking on groups rather than individuals.
Yeah, I don't know if he was defining Jews as racially or religious, but, I mean, regardless of what you are or aren't, your experience with a single rabbi or a handful of rabbis or whatever, that has nothing to do with you. Like, that doesn't have to define
who you are.
Who you are. You could be, you know, a good person just because a handful of rabbi. Even if every rabbi on the earth did that, that still has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with Jewish people either, because there's good people in all groups.
Right. And
bad people.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounded like his family was gone, but, I mean, hopefully he can make some friends in London if that's where he's going.
Your toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. If you want to comment on Scott the Big, or I feel bad now calling him Scott from Massachusetts, if you want to comment on his transition or you know that call, you're certainly welcome to add in here. I don't know if there's much else that we can add to this besides just reiterating the idea that I imagine it's probably challenging for somebody who hates themselves to stop, you know, to find things about yourself to appreciate and to like. I've never been in that position. I mean, I've been angry in the past, but it was never because of self-hatred. It was always because of what was going on out there, like anger towards the government and the police and the violence.
Or no, I'm not saying that every time somebody's angry, it's because they hate themselves. But
no.
People who are like angry 24/7 all the time,
yeah,
that's usually the case.
Yeah, so I don't know how challenging it is. I suspect it's very challenging for somebody who hates themselves to shift that paradigm. And if you've had an experience with that, that might be a useful phone call here, especially if Scott is still listening. I don't know how much he actually listens, but maybe he is. If you want to call in and share what it was like for you, if you've shifted from somebody who is full of self-hatred to somebody who came to a point of appreciating themselves, and how that changed you, and how that changed your life, and the things that you know came into your life after that, because you know whatever you are is your point of attraction. That's the kind of people you're going to attract into your life. That's the kind of experiences you're going to attract into your life. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.